Justin Haskins, Biden is echoing Davos' agenda of Great Reset of Capitalism. By Robert Krajicek on July 26, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is linked to and echoing the messaging of a left-wing globalist agenda branded as the Great Reset, said Justin Haskins, editorial director and research fellow at the Heartland Institute. Haskins wrote of the Great Reset in a column published on Thursday at Fox Business. A radical movement called the Great Reset, embraced by some Democrats, poses a grave threat to liberty and free markets in the United States and around the world. While former Vice President Joe Biden hasn't endorsed the movement, his ties to it are growing as he changes his long-held policy views to appease the far left. While it hasn't gained widespread attention, the Great Reset is perhaps the biggest danger to capitalism and individual rights since the collapse of the Soviet Union. The Great Reset is sort of like Agenda 21 on steroids, said Haskins. Essentially, it's this global movement among some of the most powerful leaders in government, business, and activism all over the world to push the reset button on the entire global economy and replace it with something that they call stakeholder capitalism, which is essentially socialism. The Great Reset is an attempt to rebrand socialist ideology, Haskins noted. It is just another variation of socialism, Haskins stated. It sounds kind of like a conspiracy theory, and so I understand why some people might be a little bit hesitant at first. Listen. Advocates for the Great Reset include really powerful people at multi-state institutions such as the remarked Haskins. He wrote of an event hosted by the World Economic Forum in support of the socialist pursuit. Supporters and attendees of the meeting included Prince Charles, Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations, A.J. Benga, CEO of MasterCard, Bernard Looney, CEO of BP, and Gina Gopinath, the chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, among many others. Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman of World Economic Forum, called for global subscription to the Great Reset. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. In short, we need a Great Reset of capitalism. Supporters of the Great Reset include Democrat politicians such as former Vice President Al Gore and former Secretary of State John Kerry, with the latter joining Biden's presidential campaign as an advisor on climate change policies alongside Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. An official website for the Great Reset frames the proposal as a response to the coronavirus outbreak, protests and unrest driven by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and references to climate change. The COVID-19 crisis requires new methods of governance predicated on increasing centralization of political power and control, according to the Great Reset website, which claims that inconsistencies and contradictions across multiple systems are to be solved through increased consolidation. We have to decarbonize the economy, declared Schwab, framing carbon dioxide emissions as problematic and destructive to the planet in accordance with the narrative of anthropogenic global warming. Schwab linked COVID-19, racism, and climate change as pretexts for a new world order. The global health crisis has laid bare the unsustainability of our old system in terms of social cohesion, the lack of equal opportunities and inclusiveness. Nor can we turn our backs on the evils of racism and discrimination. COVID-19 has accelerated our transition into the age of the fourth industrial revolution. Haskins explained, they want to completely rework the entire global economy and replace it with a much more centralized form of a socialism that would not collectively own all of the property or all of the means of production. They're not Marxist socialists, but they would control the economy through a variety of different means, mostly through a vast regulatory state, and also through a huge multi-trillion-dollar eco-socialist campaign, kind of similar to the Green New Deal and other things that we hear from Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Biden has echoed the messaging of the Great Reset's advocates, stated Haskins. In July, Biden called for an end to the era of shareholder capitalism, a statement directly drawing on the language of the Great Reset manifesto. There's no way it's a coincidence, Haskins maintained. There's definitely a connection. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.